Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we were speaking about correcting the mindset. The Quran Sharif has been revealed. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent to this dunya. Anbiya Alayhimu Salam was sent. The purpose was to correct the belief system and the mindset of people. When a person has got the right mindset, automatically he will be driven in the right direction. But if your mindset is wrong, it's corrupted, then definitely you're going to go into the wrong direction. This mind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed human beings with, this is a very, very powerful tool and a very powerful weapon. Just with your mind, you can overcome many, many problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept great potential within the mind of a man. Sometimes you just change the way you think, then you will change the whole world around you. You will start viewing things differently. There will be so much of positivity and happiness in your life because you're thinking correctly. But when your thinking is not right, that's when you have all these different problems. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed human beings with this powerful tool. But at the same token, this can also be very destructive for a person. Like someone had given an example of metal. You know, metal is so strong, there's nothing that will be able to break it. But eventually it is the rust on the metal that will destroy the metal. So human beings also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in such a beautiful, unique way that nothing can drop you, but it is your own mind that will destroy you. It is your own mind that will drop you. So it is so important for a person to correct his mindset. Yesterday we were speaking about how a person wakes up in the morning. What is his condition? In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, indahu qutu yawmihi, faka'annama hizat lahu dunya. That person wakes up in the morning and is feeling a feeling of safety and security within himself. You know, he doesn't have like any phobias, any fears. He's not worried someone is chasing after him, someone is coming after him. And he's feeling good within his body, he's feeling healthy. He woke up, he's moving around, he's walking, he's talking. And he's got so much of food to suffice him for that day. Doesn't have millions and billions. He's got so much of food that is sufficient for that day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَكَأَنَّمَا هِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا, as though the entire dunya has been given to him. As though he has accumulated the entire world with whatever it has got within it. So such great bounties these are. When a person is waking up now and he's got all these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mind, he's supposed to be waking up in a very happy mood. He's supposed to be cheerful, he's supposed to be happy, he's supposed to be awake, he's supposed to be motivated. But our condition is as though when we're waking up, like we got the problems of the whole world on our heads. That's how we're waking up. We're waking up completely opposite. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, you know, you really have been blessed. Such great ni'mats and bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an, very great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, he was like the classical resemblance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba knew among themselves, if anyone wanted to know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his day, how he walked, how he spoke, they would say, go and look at Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. This is a classical resemblance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there was some people who wanted to meet Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala after Fajr. Now in our time, you can't even go to someone's house after Fajr. I mean, the man will tell you crazy or something. You come into my house after Fajr. So these people, they read the Fajr, and then they proceeded to the house of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. They knocked at the door, asked for permission. So from inside, permission was granted that you can come in. But those people still waited by the door. After a little while, the slave girl comes and she tells them that, you know, أَلَا تَدْخُلُونَ, what's the problem? You're not coming inside? So then they came inside the house. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, what he is doing after Fajr? He's reading Subhanallah, 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 making zikr now after Fajr. So he asked them that, what's the matter? When permission was given to you, why you people never come in? So they said that we thought maybe someone in the house may be sleeping. You know, that zamana, houses were not like our houses now. Everyone got their own bedrooms and small houses. So they thought maybe someone is sleeping and they're going to disturb the sleep. So what he told them, أَزَنَنْتُمْ بِآلِ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ غَفْلَةً, did you think the family of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud will be negligent? It's Fajr time now, it's morning now, everybody is awake, all are engaged in amal. That was that was one zamana when people woke up in the morning and people were engaged in amal. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barkato, he mentions that he was in Deoband. And his childhood memories, he can still remember after Fajr, when he walked past the houses, every house, the sound of tilawat was coming from that house. People were reading Surah Yasin in the morning. And now here you walk in the residential areas, you don't know if you're in a Qabristan or where you are. Especially if Fajr is early. People are all sleeping. So this Abdullah ibn Mas'ud told him that, what did you think? Anyway, he carries on reading Subhanallah. Because this is Ma'mul now. You see, your Ma'mul is your Ma'mul. Someone came, alright, you met them, whatever. They'll sit, but now you have to finish what you have to do now also, because this time is allocated for zikr. These people, they had a routine, they had system in their lives. They had a timetable. Unfortunately, we got no routine. One day we're making zikr, one day you're sleeping, one day you're not in the masjid. You know, you don't know where the man is. So we don't have that consistency. We don't have that istiqamat. So he asked the slave girl, Ya Jariya, Unduri hal talaati shams. Go see now, did the sun rise? So she came, she said, no, the sun did not rise. I said, carry on, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So making tasbih. After a little while, he asked her again, sun did not rise. The third time she said, right now, the sun had rose now. So then he read a dua at that time. Alhamdulillahi alladhi aqalana yawmana hadha walam yuhlikna bidhunubina. Now look at the mindset of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. All praise belongs to Allah that He had returned this day to us. Allah Ta'ala brought the day back and Allah did not destroy us because of our sins. So on one hand, his mind is focused to the ni'mat and favor of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the day, and at the same token, he's also focusing on his weaknesses. You know, we got so many sins. We could have been destroyed. Allah ta'ala could have made it such that the sun never rises today. But Allah ta'ala allowed the sun to rise. And that is the type of mindset a Muslim needs to have when he wakes up in the morning. Yeah, we are waking up, we're so tired, we're so groggy, we don't know whether the bus hit us, most people not even waking up. This is our condition, unfortunately. This ummah has gone so weak. Now we're expecting Allah's help to come. You're not going to change your life. You're not going to change your ways. You're not going to change your mindset. You're not going to change the way you're thinking. How can you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to come? You're supposed to be sleeping in the night. You're supposed to be waking up early. You're supposed to be up at the time of the Tahajjud. There was that zamana when people were crying. They were making dua. That is what some of the mashayikh, they say, Aina rijalul layl, where are the men of the night now? Aina Sufyan wa Fudail, where's Sufyan Sori? Where's Fudail bin Iyaz? Where's Hassan Basri? Where are those people who woke up in the night and they cried for the ummat? One person came to Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He told him, Hazrat, the child every night is crying. You know, common complaint now. Children cry sometimes at night, sometimes their stomach troubles them, teeth troubles them. So Hazrat told him, you know, that one zamana, people were waking up at night and they were crying. But now we left that out, so that's why now the babies are crying in the night. Because someone needs to cry. Who's going to cry? Who's going to bring Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy down? So this mindset we have to understand, this is our success now. This is our success. We need to wake up early. We need to be making the ibadat of Allah, the zikr of Allah, tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Change our lifestyle, change the ways we think, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely change our conditions. Allah will bring about favorable conditions. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.